From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A Republican proposal to change how the taxpayers' Bill of Rights is calculated to let Colorado keep more of the tax money it currently collects has cleared the House. But as 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland reports, its future remains uncertain.
Even though House Bill 1187 has a Republican sponsor, most in the GOP don't like it. It would change Tabor's growth limit and base it on personal income instead of population increases and inflation. The idea is to keep more tax money for roads, schools, and transportation. Here's Senate President Kevin Grantham, a Republican.
I question many things about that. I support that it will get a fair hearing.
Grantham feels the bill's passage could also hurt prospects for a bipartisan bill he's backing. It would send a ballot question to voters asking for a sales tax increase for transportation.
We're trying to keep things simple and uncomplicated.
Grantham doesn't think a separate Tabor ballot question would help. That bill still needs a hearing in the Senate. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
A historical society in Colorado has authorized the $84,000 purchase of a pistol previously owned by one of the Old West's most famous gunfighters. Members on the board of the Glenwood Springs Historical Society voted to buy Doc Holliday's Derringer, purchasing the gun from a collector in Canada. The Derringer is believed to have been one of a few of Holliday's possessions in the Hotel Glenwood room where he died in 1887. The gun will become part of an exhibit at the Frontier Museum. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.